Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 532. Science Faction, your weekly corona update. The numbers are as follows for today, January 3rd, 2021. Infected worldwide, 85.25 million. Infected in the US, 20.9 million. Dead worldwide, 1.85 million. Dead in the US, just under 360,000. US also has 8.2 million active cases and 29,000 serious cases, both really high, basically beating everybody out by twofold. All right, let's get on to the articles for this week. B117 is in the US. So we talked all about B117 on last week's Corona update. It is the UK variant, the other thing it's called, and it basically has 23 mutations that cause 17 amino acid changes, many of them on the spike protein itself, that makes this variant of SARS-CoV-2 somewhere around 70% more infectious. We don't think it is more deadly yet, but the fact that more people will statistically catch it will mean that it will kill more people. This was first noted in England in Kent in September, and then by like October had taken over a decent amount of London's infection rates and then was over 50% by December. It basically just completely took over England. And we don't necessarily know that it started in England. We do believe it started in an immunocompromised individual. We talked about that last week. But we don't know that it started in England. It's just that England has really good testing, meaning not only are they testing whether or not you are sick, they are testing for the genetic variant that you have at any given time, which means that they are the one who noticed it at first, not necessarily because it started in Kent, England, but because they are the ones who have the good microscope, so to speak. Well, B117 was discovered in Colorado on December 29th, originally in one person who was a U.S. Army reservist, I believe, and then subsequently in a second person. Neither of them have traveled outside of the United States, which means that was a community infection. It was also discovered the next day right here where we live in San Diego, California, originally in one person, now in four separate individuals who, and if you see the reports, you will see, you know, one is in Mission Beach, one is in Otay Mesa, one is La Mesa, one's in Scripps Ranch, Rancho Bernardo area. And to those of you outside of the area, that probably doesn't mean much. But what it means to me as somebody who lives here is those are all places that are very far apart. Otay Mesa is the southernmost part. It's literally alongside the border, depending on what part of Otay Mesa you're in. It touches the border with Mexico. Mission Beach is obviously the beach. It is touching the water and it is kind of central San Diego at the very, very far west end. La Mesa is east in San Diego, just kind of the border of East County. It's actually east of the city of San Diego and heading out up towards the mountains. And then Rancho Bernardo, Scripps Ranch area is up north in very wealthy, affluent areas. While all of these areas have obviously different variances of socioeconomic status, you can say that in general, places like Mission Beach can be students, they can be renters, and they can be very rich people. Places like Otay Mesa are mainly suburban and usually less expensive. Places like La Mesa, very similar, suburban, less expensive, and places like Rancho Bernardo Scripps Ranch can be quite expensive. So what's interesting to me is the socioeconomic and geographic differences of the four cases we have confirmed here in San Diego indicates that there is significant community transmission. This isn't four people in one neighborhood. This isn't four people that we think have any interaction whatsoever. And again, none of these four people have left the country. So it's an endemic infection. We also found it in Florida as well. So this is all community transmission. This isn't these people, you know, coming from England or coming from a different place. This is people catching it here in San Diego, over in Colorado, over in Florida, which is terrifying because, again, we're not as good as the UK is at testing genetic variants of each strain. So we don't know how long this has been going around. In fact, maybe this is all around California. And maybe this is one of the reasons for that surge, that spike in cases in California in the last month or so. We attributed it directly to Thanksgiving. That might have been true, but it might also be the remnants of a new strain making its way into the country. Maybe it made its way in during Thanksgiving, especially in the state of California, and making its way around much, much faster. We're seeing analysis in places like London that shows that even during lockdown, infection rates have tripled because B117 is so much more infectious that it is really kind of combating our efforts to combat it. And it's not like we're alone here in the US. It has now been identified in Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, India, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Japan, Jordan, Lebanon, Malta, the Netherlands, Norway, Pakistan, Portugal, Singapore, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Turkey, the UAE, the UK, and the US. It sounds like an Animaniacs song, but clearly it has gone around the world. And this is terrifying because its higher level of infectiousness means that if we can't get to those people quick enough with vaccines and other things, we might be screwed. Now, all the evidence so far does seem to indicate that it's all preliminary. We're not sure. It does seem to indicate the vaccines will work against it. However, there are other things we're not so sure about, things like monoclonal antibodies, which are one of the most effective treatments we have if you get into a hospital situation for bad COVID. The part those monoclonal antibodies are going after are some of the areas that are changed by these mutations. And therefore, we're still not sure whether or not this, which is kind of our gold standard of treatment right now, will be effective in people with this variant. It's so unknown. So much stuff about this is unknown at this point. And what's interesting is the way it seems to be spreading in the UK is strong and steady, which indicates it's not because of some kind of super spreading event or super spreaders themselves, but because of standard spreading. When you mix that with our US society and the way we have super spreader events, like people are still having New Year's Eve parties without masks and stuff, that's very terrifying because now you have kind of the perfect storm of super infectious disease meets super stupid people. All right, on article number two, India has approved the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, this is not one of the mRNA vaccines. The two that are really being distributed here in the United States are the Pfizer and the Moderna. Both are mRNA vaccines, totally different type of vaccine. Your body literally produces the protein it then attacks. Very interesting new thing. We've never done it before. This is an adenovirus vaccine. It's similar to the Russian vaccine. And this is where you are essentially modifying an existing virus so that it doesn't get you sick. It's not the coronavirus itself. It's another virus that it doesn't get you sick, but it presents the spike protein so that your body learns to go after it. India obviously has a really big problem because they have impaired healthcare systems. There's a large amount of people living in rural areas there. They obviously have a giant population of over a billion people. They've so far had over 150,000 deaths, but they really do think this can be effective. And India, while also having large rural populations, does have a big scientific community. They have a big biomedical industry, and they actually produce a lot of the world's vaccines. They think by July, they will be able to vaccinate 300 million people in India. I want you to think about that for a second, because by July, India, a country who much of their country is pretty much third world, who has very impaired healthcare systems, not nearly as much transportation, no cold storage systems, not nearly the same medical infrastructure, way lower socioeconomic statuses and GDP and everything, they are going to vaccinate a group of people in their country the size of the United States by July. So let's see how we can compare a first world nation, the richest nation on earth, all that kind of stuff. Let's see how the United States can compare to 300 million by July. And lastly, just something I want to touch on right now. And again, this has been oddly not only US focused, which I try not to do because I know we have a lot of international listeners, but this has been a lot of focus on Southern California because I was talking about San Diego. I want to do one more thing because I think this is important. And I want you people who are not necessarily here, I want you to hear what's going on here and how different it is from where you might be. Not only do we have that new strain here, not only are we under lockdown, not only do we have all these problems, by the way, just outside, people are walking around, half of which aren't wearing masks right now. It's crazy. Right now, we have 0% ICU availability in most of Southern California. What does that mean? It means that essentially all the beds are taken. Three separate hospitals, including USC Medical Center, one of the biggest hospitals in all of Southern California, one of the biggest ones in LA, one of the biggest ones in the world, quite frankly, had to start turning away ambulances last week. That's crazy. They basically said, sorry, there's no room here. There's no room at the inn, Mary. Go have the baby in the manger. What does that mean? It means that not just people with COVID who are getting infected now have no place to go. It means that people are getting into car accidents and breaking their arms and stuff. Everybody is going to be affected by this. It is a crazy situation. In other hospitals, they've converted things like the hospital gift shop and the hospital chapel into temporary ICU rooms because they have no other choice. Some places are literally doing it in the parking lot. They're putting up tents. This is like the first half of 28 days later. It is really crazy to be an American, especially someone in Southern California, especially somebody who reads the science and understands how crazy it is and then walks outside and still sees people not wearing masks. It is very crazy right now to see all of this. And we are literally at a point, and our Surgeon General has said this, where our medical system is at the point of collapse. We have no place to go from here. Wide swaths of the entire United States don't have beds for people to go to if they get injured, which essentially means we don't have hospitals. That's not even bringing up the fact that many of our medical staff and professionals, and especially, you know, doctors who are working on infectious diseases and internists and ER docs and ICU docs and stuff, literally some of them have not taken a day off since March. 7 days a week, 10, 15 hour days since March, these fucking superheroes. And we are running out of beds. We are running out of places to put the bodies. This is a very crazy time. And hopefully with the deployment of this vaccine, which has already began, we've already started giving this. The first round has gone out now over a week ago. We've already started giving this out to first line responders, to medical healthcare professionals, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully, as we continue to vaccinate people and our society continues to get some kind of protection and immunity to this thing, hopefully we can stem this and turn this back, and this will just be a weird page in the history books. But for now, we are living through the weird page in the history books. For now, if you are somebody who is pregnant, I couldn't imagine how hard it must be knowing that there might be a complication with your availability to go to a hospital and have a baby. If you're somebody who has a chronic illness and you wonder that, hey, can I go get that dialysis? And by the way, even if I can, even if there's room for me to, do I really want to around all those people? I'm already sick. If I catch COVID, I'm fucking dead. This is a weird time to watch one of the most scientifically and advanced countries in the world devolve into a situation where it seems like pretty soon people here will be hopping the border south to Mexico just to get into the hospital instead of vice versa. So this is a very, very interesting, weird, strange times. But hopefully with the vaccine deployment and everything else, like I've said before, this too shall pass. And hopefully we will have learned something after it does. All right. Thank you for coming back for Science Faction 532, where you learned all about B117 in the United States, India's vaccination program, and how our hospital system has almost completely collapsed. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back later this week for Science Faction 533.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.